This is the Help My Website Sucks podcast, your bite-sized guide to web design. I'm Amy Gumbrell, a freelance WordPress web designer. And when I'm not building utterly functional and beautiful websites, I love talking about them. In fact, I'm on a mission to make websites next level easy and to make sure that your website doesn't suck. This is the final episode in series 2. Everything you need to build a business website. This is the big one. Out of all the pages you choose to have on your website, everyone is going to have a homepage. It doesn't matter if you're a one-person business or a multinational agency. You can't create a website without a homepage. Think of it as the digital face of your business. It needs to speak to the most diverse group of website visitors and quickly tell people what you do and how you can solve a unique problem for them. In short, it's the most important page on your website. Hands down, it's going to get the most website traffic, yet it's the most difficult to get right. That being said, there are many things we can do to make it work effectively for you and your business. Now, as usual, I could talk for hours on this topic. I love to spend as much time as I can working on homepages for my own clients. But as this is a bite-sized guide to web design, I'm going to give you the shorter-ish version. You're welcome. Before we rush into the things that make up a great homepage, let's talk about goals. What does your homepage need to do? Well, it needs to engage new visitors quickly. The average person stays on a website for about 50 seconds. It's not very long, and for that reason, visitors need a reason to stay. A homepage should also move those visitors along to the right content. As I've already mentioned, it must speak to the most diverse group of visitors, and so therefore, it must offer a variety of places to visit elsewhere on your website. For example, some people will want to know exactly what your services are, and so send them to your services page. Some will want to read articles around your industry, and so sending them to your latest blog post on your blog page is the obvious thing to do. Now, another thing that your homepage should do, which a lot of people sort of forget to do, is give the opportunity to let them purchase straight away. There are people that arrive at your website knowing exactly what they want to buy or exactly what they want to sign up to, and they want to do it quickly. They want zero hassle. They've already made their mind up. So it's important to include elements that allow them to do this with ease. So now I'm going to talk you through 7 different key elements that I think creates the strongest homepage. And by strongest, I mean the most effective in my humble opinion. In at number 1 is the headline. Bam! Your website needs to tell visitors what your business has to offer in as few as 6 to 10 words. This is micro elevator pitch time. You don't have long, but it is perhaps the most important piece of copy that you can write on your website. Take the WooCommerce.com website, for example. Their headline is, "The e-commerce platform that grows with you." Bam! There's no mistaking what they offer, and they've managed to do it in only 7 words. Number 2 is your sub-headline or a brief summary of a common issue that you deal with. Here you have the opportunity to expand on your headline and further clarify what your business offers. So SiteGround, a hosting provider I love to talk about, is very clever about the way they move their visitors along using the subheader. So here we go. Elevate your online presence with a hosting partner that has your back with superb security, ultra-fast speed and 24/7 friendly support. In only a short space of time, I have many, many more reasons to stay on their website and dig deeper into what they can offer. However, it's no good having a succinct headline and a clear, brief description of the business if you don't compel the visitor to want to go deeper into your website, a bit like SiteGround. So welcome to element number 3. Here, having a 2 to 3 or maybe even 4 well-placed call to action buttons on your homepage is super important. So number 3, call to action buttons. Usually you'll have one at the top of the homepage with your headline. You might have one at the bottom of the homepage and then a couple one or two more placed partway through the page. You'll recognise these buttons, as often the copy will be short and snappy and say things like find out more, learn more, read more, get in touch, and so on. Make sure the button stands out from the rest of the content. Many use a contrasting colour to do this. Now, I quite like how Beaver Builder, which is a popular page builder with WordPress, the way they use colour on their homepage. In fact, you'll even see them using the two call to action button method, which gives people a choice and is an alternative way of compelling the visitor to do something further on the website. In this example, they use the contrasting colours of orange and green for the hover. So when you hover over that button, it changes colour. Brilliant. In fact, I just love the look of these buttons. And yeah, you guessed it, I could talk about button design for hours. There's so much web design to talk about and so little time. Let's move on. The fourth element of a great homepage is the visual. So the hero section is the part that is directly underneath your navigation menu and is where you'll find your headline, subheadline, and your first call to action button. Using an image as a background here, or hero image, it further helps to clarify what you offer. And as it will be the biggest visual element on your website, on the homepage, well, it needs to be well thought out. It goes without saying, or it should do, that it should be an image that is relevant to your business. But you'd be surprised the number of people I speak to who don't give this image a second thought and just say, oh, let's have this, or oh, let's have that. So if you sell products, well, make sure you show the product in action. It's much more interesting for the visitor. In fact, something that's becoming more and more widely used, other than using a really good image, you could use video in the hero section. So a short looping video, one that plays over and again, is the best option. Disclaimer here, be careful. A video that distracts too much or isn't well shot or seemingly has nothing to do with it, the product or service you're offering, it can have an adverse effect on your visitors. And don't forget that some browsers and some mobile devices, they don't like autoplay when they arrive at a website. So some people may never see your wonderful video. Now, whilst I was looking for some examples to share for this episode, I came across the Dyson website and I really like how slick the video hero is here and how, although it's well integrated into the homepage, I don't feel it distracts too much from the copy. So bravo, Dyson. It definitely kept me engaged and on the website longer than I really needed to be. I don't need a new household appliance right now. Thank you, though. Element number five is social proof. Yes. So do you remember back in episode 8, not too long ago, I talked about testimonials? Well, this is where you can use them to add some value to your website. If you work with well-known brands, a section with the logos of those companies is a great way to show how you've already built trust with other companies. Another way I've seen people use social proof is with stats. People love to quantify everything, so why not mention some of the results you've achieved for your customer? You could include the number of years you've been helping your clients, hours you've saved your clients, or awards you've won. I've seen lots of ways of doing this, but one that springs to mind is on LearnDash's website, where they use the words LearnDash is trusted by brands, including for their logo section. So I quite like that. Next up is element number 6, links to other parts of the website. As important as your homepage is, there are other pages that will help to convince the visitor that you are the business for them. For example, many websites have a section with a summary of their three main services laid out next to each other, each with an eye-catching visual element such as an icon or photo. This section also includes a call to action button, taking the website visitor to a dedicated page all about that service. I suppose another example is to include a section showing off your latest projects with a link sending them to your full portfolio to see more examples of your work. And again, I'm a big fan of this approach. Finally, in at number 7, we have faces, or show the team. A quick hello with a who you are and what you're about goes a long way in building up trust with your potential customers. A high quality photo of you and or your team is key. Think of it as digital eye contact that the people crave, and it will really help your website visitors connect with you and your business. Don't forget to include that all-important call to action button to your About page so they can find out more. And breathe. There you have it. That was my top 7 elements for a homepage. There are other things that you can include, such as describing the benefits of your service or product, offering resources for free, such as a free PDF or ebook. But as I promised at the start, I'm supposed to be keeping this episode to a bite-sized length, and I like to keep my promises when I can. What I will say is that if I have missed out anything, well, please drop me a message and let me know. Happy to chat. If you're hearing this message, you've reached the end of another Help My Website Sucks podcast episode. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. And if you need help with your website, get in touch at twocowsweb.co.uk. And until next time, bye-bye for now.